Hello, Herd, and welcome to another episode of Star Wars Motivations here at Nerd Herder. Man, it is a Monday. I don't know if anyone else is feeling it the way I am, but today is just one of those days where you wish you could just hop into Death Star and blow up some representation of this day. But that's why we're here, to talk a little bit of Star Wars and inject and insert some of that into our lives. So hopefully that makes today a little bit better, or just helps change the trajectory of your week, no matter what's going on. Maybe your Monday is awesome, and if so, you know, kudos to you. But yeah, it's a day worthy of the day of the name Monday today, and I don't have any lasagna to help me through it. So, but I do have coffee and I do have Star Wars, which is why I'm here to talk a little Star Wars with you. This is the show. This is the part of the week where I take some of my weird thoughts on the Star Wars universe and just talk about them to a microphone, and hope that on the other side of that microphone there's some other fan or some other individual who sees a little bit of what I see, understands and relates to what I understand and relate, and in some way gets something out of it that helps create some positivity and some motivation for their day. That's what this show's all about, and so I am glad that you are joining me for it, and you're not the only one joining me. As I mentioned, I am here for the Star Wars and coffee is present. So I'm going to take a sip of that before we get into this, so I have plenty of fuel. Coffee is liquid motivation, folks. Don't pass it up. So anyway, I wanted to, today I'd been thinking about The Last Jedi, as I do often. I've been thinking about The Last Jedi. I've been thinking about the sequel trilogy as a whole and the characters within it. It's not hard to do since there's so much focus on where it's going. You know, obviously Episode 9 is coming soon, and we're going to be hearing quite a lot at Celebration, that long-awaited title that everybody's been so antsy about, and surely our first look at the final Star Wars film in the Skywalker saga. So I can't help but think of this often, but I was thinking about it in a part in particular during one of my favorite scenes of it, which is the throne room battle. So this is when Kylo delivers Rey and Snoke starts taunting, and Kylo kind of makes this on-the-spot decision of, okay, this old golden robe dude's gotta go. I'm sick of it. I'm gonna take over. So he kills Snoke, and Rey and Kylo, they team up against the Praetorian Guards, and it is just an epic display of choreography and energy, and it's just a spectacular scene. But it all leads to an even greater climax. That's great, the action's great, but the real action is in the moral decisions between our two characters of Rey and Ben Solo. And so after this is done, Rey thinks, okay, he's made the decision, he's come to the light, he's with me. But then he goes over the cliff and says, no, I'm going to destroy the Sith, I'm going to destroy the Jedi, we're going to destroy all of that, we're going to start new, I want you to join me. And he kind of forces Rey to face the facts of her origin. He knows that's been a big thing for her. He's rubbed that a lot over the times that he's kind of been testing her. And she's been very clear about that struggle. That's been something big for her, is her origins, who her parents are, why they left them, why they left her, are they coming back? He's known about this struggle, and he attacks it full on. He makes her admit what she believes to be the truth. It's still a question mark on there. We don't know. Is that really the truth? I'm certainly okay with the truth of Rey's parents, but, you know, I think ultimately we have to wait for more storytelling to be solid on that. Either way, he pushes her to the conclusion they were nobodies. They sold her for drinking money. They, like, you know, we don't know how he knows this or how he's inferred this, but it's what a lot of people had been wondering. You know, the fans had been wondering alongside Rey, who are her parents? Where are they? Are they coming back? And this bombshell drops of they were nobody. And he goes even further, showing that, you know, he does not have his father's tact with women, you know, and just says, you know, you're nothing. You are nothing. And then he kind of turns it around, but not to me. And I love the chemistry between these two characters. I love, and before you attack me, I'm not necessarily saying Raylo chemistry. I'm just saying that these two characters are such parallels. They're so intertwined, and they're so intimately together in their stories and journeys. Romantic or what, that, I don't care about that, but these two characters are definitely connected in their journeys in slightly different ways, but still together in it. It almost feels like everything else is happening, and Rey and Kylo are kind of just in the eye of the storm throughout all of this. They're kind of just on their journeys together, and they keep coming, they keep intersecting. So, but that's another episode. But I love the chemistry between them in this line and how it connects back to kind of the when they appeared to each other on the island of Octo and whatnot, and this sentiment that, hey, here's the bombshell, you're nothing, but that doesn't make you nothing to me. Everyone else thinks so. Everyone else thinks this, but not to me. You are awesome. You know, Kylo's thinking that, okay, if I could get her to understand how awesome she is and how special she is and how unique she is and how her origin doesn't define her, then she will join me and we can set things right. And he kind of goes about it a very wrong way, but the sentiment, he's not wrong. If we think about that, he's not wrong. His delivery, but his sentiment is kind of true. Rey has been obsessed with her parents and her origin. And really, if you look at the two films we have already, and I think it's going to continue into the next one, and you know, episode 7, episode 8, these two characters have their origins obsessed with. Rey is obsessed with her own and wondering who they are and if and why. And but with Kylo, with Ben, Snoke's obsessed with his origin, both with the weakness he thinks he has in his connection with his father, but also the strength that he thinks he has in the connection with his grandfather. And so origin and heritage is such a big deal in these films, and I'm thinking that's not something to just gloss over. I'm thinking that's not meant to be just this throwaway plot point, this throwaway character point. I think it's very important because I think it's the sentiment of the sequel trilogy. Not, you know, a lot of people love to use the line of Kylo's where, you know, he says, you know, let the past die. Kill it if you have to. And I have my own opinions about that as well, and we'll probably talk about that on an episode eventually. But a lot of people like to quote that in the terms of how we view past Star Wars, and it sounds so aggressive, it sounds so negative. And I think, though, this idea is much more in that these origins, they're great, they're cool, it's awesome to know them, but ultimately it's about the path ahead, not the path behind you. And I think that's what these films are trying to do as well, is to say, not that the other films don't matter, the original trilogy, the prequel trilogy, all the other stuff, clearly it matters, and clearly the people creating the future are influenced by the past, but they aren't so obsessed with the past that they can't make a new future, if that makes sense. And I think Kylo is the representation of that aggressive side of, you just gotta kill that past so you can make a new future. Well, if you kill the past, if you don't allow yourself to be influenced in some way by the past, you're bound to repeat your past and your future. And so it's not really the right way to take it. But the journey of Rey is much more nostalgic. It's much more romanticized with the past. And instead, she has to come to let go of that so that she can accept and take hold of who she is. I have to let go of who I think my parents are and who my heritage is so that I can take hold of who I am and who I think I can be. And that's such a big journey through these films. And maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just the way I'm reading it. Maybe that's just kind of where I'm at and how I am accepting it. But I see this big challenge of, because the original trilogy is so romanticized. It is so almost religiously looked up to, and if we constantly stay in the past, as great as the past is, we're never going to get the best possible future. But on the alternative side, you know, if we just throw away, if we say, oh, they had their time, you know, those movies were of a certain time, we're on to something new, if we just throw those away, we're bound to lose the quality of those films in future films. You know, we're bound to let go of the good in trying to be progressive and in looking towards the horizon and whatnot. And so there's got to be this balance. There's got to be this balance of, it's cool to think about and wonder and value who your parents are and what your heritage is and your origins. That's cool. But if you hold on to that as if that makes you who you are, you're never going to be who you were meant to be. And I think that's what Ben is trying to communicate in this moment, is let that stuff go. You're nothing. Your origins, you know, they aren't spectacular. They aren't great. They aren't happy. But it doesn't have to be that way. I see your potential. I see who you can be. I see who you are. And I think if you let go of that stuff, if you leave that behind and start pursuing you and who you're meant to be, then you will be happy. And I think that's kind of what she learns in the Dark Side Cave as well, is, you know, when she asks to see her parents, she's shown herself. It's like, show me who makes me me. Show me who gives me value, and look who shows up. It's Rey, not her parents. And I think it's this communication of the Force where it's like, hey, it's in your hands. Your future is in your hands, you know, and so what are you going to do with that? And so both characters are on a journey where they have the power to decide who they are and what their part is in the galaxy. And with Kylo, he thinks it's, okay, I'm going to dismantle the past. With Rey, I think it's changed. It used to be, well, I'm going to discover the past. Now it's shifted to, I'm going to discover the future. I'm going to discover who I am for myself. Not going to discover myself through the lens of my parents, not going to discover myself through the lens of my heritage. I'm going to discover myself so that I can find my place in this galaxy. And I think that's the big thing that I've taken out of it personally, and that I'm trying to leave you guys with this morning, is this idea that your parents are awesome, your mentors are awesome, your leaders are awesome, your heritage, your origin, those things matter so much. You know, with this 23andMe culture, there's this obsession with our heritage and where we come from and how that makes us who we are, and that's all cool. But at the end of the day, a DNA test is not going to entirely shape your future. It's not gonna, you know, your 23andMe is not gonna come with, okay, here's your heritage and here's the rest of your life plan because of your heritage. You know, here's what you need to do. Here's what college you need to apply to. Here's what job you need to take. Here's who you need to marry. You know, all that stuff's not gonna come with your origin. It's great to know more about you because of the past and because of your origin, but ultimately, it's about what you do today. It's about the decisions you make now, and it's about what you do. You know, the decision and the power is in your hands today and each and every day to shape your future. Your parents only have so much control. And I know some people feel like, my parents are controlling, they're dictating everything I do, they're micromanaging and they're dictating my life and blah, blah, blah. And we all feel like we have those people that do that. But ultimately, no one has more power over you than you do. Some people may have influence, but you have power. And we need to be more like Rey in embracing that and taking hold of that and saying, you know what, I'm going to hold more loosely to the past so that I can hold more tightly to my future, and I'm going to make my future what I want to make it. And so recognize whatever your origin. Now, you know, I don't know where everybody has come from. I don't know everybody's story. I don't claim to. I know my story, and I know how it can feel like, you know, I don't have what it takes, I don't matter, I don't have this, I don't have that, I'm missing these things, therefore, I don't really have much to look forward to. But in reality, none of that matters. Who your parents were, who your parents weren't, where you came from, where you grew up, none of that matters as much as the decisions you make today to take hold of your future. And so think about that. Think about how you fall on the line. Are you trying to kill your past to make your future? Or are you trying to honor the past so much that you can't create a future? You know, and how can you balance that out so that you can be who you're meant to be? Not to say that who your parents think, you know, your parents think you should be a doctor. That's cool. That's a great career. But is that who you want to be? Is that what you want to do? Because ultimately, that's the power that you have. Is everybody says I should do this. Everybody thinks I should do that. Everybody thinks I can't do this. You know what? I don't care. I'm going to take hold of my future, and I'm going to do what I think I need to do to make me, me. And so, we're on that journey with Ray. We're on that journey of discovering our future by letting go of the past a little bit. Don't let go too far. You know, hold on loosely, but don't let go of the past entirely. There's some things that should stay in the past and be forgotten, but there are some things that should be remembered. There's some good in the past, and that's the fault of, you know, Kylo Ren's sentiment of just kill the past. There's not all bad in the past. So hold loosely to the past so you can hold tightly to the future. All right? And so those are my thoughts. That's what I've been thinking about. That's what's been kind of rattling around in my Star Wars brain, and I wanted to share that with you. Hopefully it resonates. Hopefully you feel something. Or maybe it was just nice to listen to. Either way, I hope you enjoyed what's going on in this episode. And so to leave you, I want to let you know again about our YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel up now. We have a couple videos, but it's about to blow up. We have about 12 or 13 videos scheduled for the month of April already, and there's going to be more. The most specific thing is if you want to keep up with Celebration news as it's happening, we're going to be covering Celebration each and every day. There's going to be a daily video covering our experiences and what we've gotten out of Celebration. There's not going to be major spoilers. We're going to do a separate talk at the end of Celebration for the full spoiler talk, but each day we are going to be covering what's going on. We're also going to start doing a couple of fun videos that'll help us be able to interact more with you guys, and we're also continuing to do our 10 things videos. So head over to our YouTube channel, go ahead and subscribe so that you're connected when all that stuff starts funneling down. You want to be ready and connected. And we'll try and put out something soon so you can kind of know what to expect on YouTube soon. But go ahead and head over there, subscribe, watch what's already on there, like it, share it, all that good stuff. If you like what we do and you want to help us do what we do, that would be amazing. One way you can do that is our Patreon page. We have a Patreon page set up so that you can support us and that we can reward you for it so that we can continue to do what we do and improve what we do. And so head over to our Patreon page, check that out, see what that's all about, and if giving is right for you, please consider. Just a few bucks can go a long way with helping us create this show. And speaking of Patreon, thank you so much to Rebecca for your support on Patreon, your encouragement on Patreon, and your just awesomeness in general. You're great. Thank you. And thank you to everybody else who does so many great things, like Micah and Ryan, who constantly share our videos and whatnot. If you can't support us on Patreon, if you can't do the financial aspect, the best thing you can do is share those videos, let people know what you think, leave reviews, all that good stuff. So make sure you're doing that, especially on iTunes. Over 62% of our listeners are on iTunes. So if you guys would just take a minute to leave us a 5-star and a review over on iTunes, we would greatly appreciate that. And make sure you're connected to us on Twitter and Facebook so you can stay up to date on everything we're doing. And with that, guys, I'm going to leave you. But remember, stay scruffy, and may the Force be with you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.